And I asked him to tell me what was on his mind. He said, money, honey.
And welcome back, y'all, to Rosie on the House. Here this hour with Steve Kep of Advanced Home Systems. Steve, we've given your number out an awful lot over the years, but we haven't given out once this hour. If folks would like to talk to you about managing their power consumption, how would they get a hold of you?
I'm going to give them my cell phone because we're covering these bills this morning. So okay. If you have any questions about your bill, feel free to give me a call. It's 602-402-7656.
Okay, we'll give that out one more time here in just a few minutes. Let's go to Charlie real quick, get our last call snuck in here before top of the hour. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Very good. How can we help you?
I was listening to your station, to the conversation, and my question for you is I have a two-story unit, I mean house. It's about 2,500 square feet, and I have two units. Does your appliance or device work on with that too, or do you have to buy two of them, or how does that work?
That's a good question.
That's a good, very good question. Our device, demand management system, will do anywhere from a 1,000 square foot structure up to a 10,000 square foot structure. It's got capability of 16 load capability. So to answer your question, yes, it would definitely do your home. Now, is your home total electric? Is your water heater gas or electric?
Total electric. My average bill between average for a year, because I watch it on SRP, is probably about $200 a year. I mean, a month.
And do you pay that as an equalizer payment, or do you pay the same amount, a different amount?
No, I pay whatever it is a month. Like my last month's bill was $197.
Well, you're doing something right for that size of structure, total electric. What electric rate are you on with SRP?
I'm on the time of day use.
Good.
And I work from home. So I'm in the house, and
you did this to us last time, Steve.
I know.
You gave your cell phone, and then you didn't put it on vibrate. Hang on just a second, Charlie. All right, pick back up there.
That's funny.
Like they're really cold, but my wife does. But so she's at work, and I work from home. So I usually keep my air conditioner when I'm at home at 80, and then we put it down to like 78 when she gets home.
Well, and if you're on their time of use rate, when you get home, you could go cooler than that if you want. The cooler, the better. You're just storing cheap off-peak power in the form of cooling you can use the next day, and it'll be more than offset cost-wise.
And he's already doing a lot
right.
Keep his bill under
with
$200
bill
bucks
like that,
for a two-story house that size. So how is there who shouldn't do super cooling in time of day power consumption?
Anybody that's on the standard rate, number one.
If you're on a standard rate, do not super cool.
Do not super cool. You'll triple your electric bill.
Yeah.
And standard rate is designed for anybody that uses less than 1,000 kilowatt hours average. And that's usually apartments and small homes. But if you're on the standard rate and you're in 3,500 square foot home, you are paying a premium. You need to get to a time of use rate. You don't have to alter and, use according to time of use. Your bill will drop.
Quickly, what is the power cost adjuster factor that's on the bill every month?
Power cost adjuster factor is an agreement with APS and SRP that when APS has to bring on peaker plants and they have large capital expenditures to purchase that electricity, instead of going to the commission to get a new rate increase to cover that, they can actually pass it on to that particular bill, which is a very efficient way of really doing it. And that adjustment factor will go up and down, and sometimes you get a credit on it too.
Now, Jennifer is messaging me here saying, what about TEP? Tucson Electric.
Tucson Power and Electric is their time of use rate. Super cooling will work there, but off peak is 7 cents, on peak is 10 cents. There's only 3 cents difference. Where with APS, it's 8 cents off peak and 24 cents on peak. It's a 3-to-1 factor. Tucson Power and Electric has very reasonable electric rates, number one. Those customers probably average 11 cents a kilowatt hour.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, and they're now introducing, or they're right now having a rate case to get a time of use demand rate in Tucson.
Okay. Very good. Well, Steve Kep, is your phone still on?
No, it's dead. Okay. It's off.
Okay. If people wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
give me a call. The number is 602-402-7656, and I'll try to help you any way I can.
The father of Supercool. You've heard me talking about it an awful lot over the years. I adopted it about a decade ago. I saw immediate results, and then I started tinkering with it and playing the game. And now I'm paying half in the summer what I used to pay, and haven't changed a thing.
Nope.
Other than how I buy power.
You're in our 8 cent club.
Yeah, Steve. Steve, thanks a bunch. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Robbie.
Y'all stay tuned for the 10 o'clock hour. Rosie on the house.